I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. embargo against Cuba restricts travel by Americans to the communist-run island. The Treasury Department has to approve it, basically. But the Obama administration is trying to make it easier for Cuban Americans to go see their families on the island. Instead, this week, things got more complicated. Cuba announced the shutdown of most of its consular services in the U.S. Havana's diplomatic mission in Washington, the Cuban Interest Section, said it's because of a banking problem. The bank that was handling its finances in the U.S. decided to stop doing that, and the Cubans blamed the embargo for not being able to find another bank willing to step in. But Jose Azell thinks that's not the whole story. He's a Cuban exile and a senior scholar at the University of Miami.
This has got to be a political issue. There is no reason why Cuba should not be able to find a bank. There is no impediment coming from the U.S. government.
Well, what has M&T Bank said? Why it's not going to do business with the Cuban Interest Section anymore?
The statement that I read is that they're not going to do business with any of the diplomatic missions. That might be just a private decision of the bank.
So we're staring down the barrel of the holiday season now. A lot of Cuban expats want to visit home. Is this going to hang up those plans?
Well, this is going to really not sit well with the Cuban-American community that is traveling to Cuba. And Cuba may be just trying to test the strength of that segment of the Cuban-American community.
Test them in what way? To see?
To see how much pressure they can put on the U.S. government to lift sanctions.
And do you think it might work?
It is a little bit complicated because in order to completely lift economic sanctions, it has to be approved by Congress, and I don't think that's in the cards. You know, economic sanctions as a broader explanation is not that important to Cuba. You know, the United States is the fourth largest trading partner to Cuba and the largest supplier of food items to Cuba. So notwithstanding economic sanctions, there's a tremendous amount of trade that is going on. I think the unimpeded travel by U.S. citizens to Cuba, that is truly what Cuba would like to see, because that's easy foreign exchange. So the United States could simply lift that portion or facilitate more open travel by American citizens. That would be, I would guess, Cuba's main goal.
Cuban exile Jose Azell, a senior scholar at the University of Miami. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good day.